Hi there and welcome to the Podfather Podcast. Well, while the Podfather Podcast has been away, quite a lot of things have changed in the world of education and education technology, particularly to some of the personnel that we've been linking with over the years. More recently, I guess, it would be the Podfather himself. I've changed and come out of education, now work at education from a different angle. I work for the International Baccalaureate Organisation as their online workshop coordinator, which means I'm looking at developing online training for teachers and commissioning it and organising it and putting it on from that angle rather than actually being a teacher. So I'm not actually divorced from teaching totally, but not actually in the classroom. Another person who's moved out of the classroom since the turn of the year is a friend of mine, Alana King. We sort of came along in parallel in learning in our classrooms using Web 2.0 technology over the past 2 years, starting with podcasting and blogging and swapping and all sorts of projects going on. And Alana has become an IT facilitator for her cluster of schools in the Tasman district in New Zealand. They've really got a top-notch person there, as I'm sure everybody will be aware, somebody who's very keen to spread the word of Web 2.0 and how it changes the teaching pedagogy in classrooms to the best. And I'm sure that will mean a huge, huge improvement for the people there, and Alana will be giving it her best, I'm sure. She's not the only one who's changed. There will be others that we'll mention as we go on, but that will we'll do for now. We'll have a brief pause here for some more of this wonderful music, which is off a royalty-free CD, and the reference will be in the show notes. Following that, we'll look into some of the technologies that have made an impact since we've been away. First applications I want to talk about today is one that cropped up in a blog post from Ewan McIntosh yesterday, I believe. It may have been the day before. Link to Animoto, great little tool that allows you to upload your still images. They stitch it together into a little movie, and you can choose a variety of music, some pretty groovy music. That's not an old word. That you could put to it, and then it makes your own freestanding little film. It's up to now been restricted to 30 seconds, which is okay. It gets a flavour, certainly, of an activity or a place or something that's gone on. But they've now started an education area where they're allowing pupils to have full access, or access to full-length clips. You sign up, or get the pupils to sign up for a 12-month free version of the Animoto full length. Interesting to see how it goes. Animoto itself is a pretty nifty little gadget, and kids certainly react well to the presentations you can get from it. I know that it's similar, I guess, to something like VoiceThread. VoiceThread has always had an educational background. There have always been free teacher access to the VoiceThread area, and VoiceThreads allow the similar thing. You have your stills, not music unless you add it, and you can add layers of speech and responses, which make it slightly different, but similar in some nature. So those two have been interesting to watch the developments over the past 6 to 9 months, I guess. Another thing that's grown over the last 6 months, I suppose, would be the use of Twitter. Twitter, I first came across it when some of the American educators invited me in, and I found it very difficult because you don't actually get anything, much information when you get there. Just the case of going to find these people, finding their friends and finding people that you know and linking. And once you've done that, you start receiving their messages, their 140 character messages. And it's really handy. It's certainly a way of keeping yourself in the loop, as it is. Certainly for me, since I've been outside the education sphere, the fact that I can have Twitter running and be picking up some of the latest things that people are doing in their classroom, or latest blog posts they've put in, or even, as happens, a plea for help. Twitter is really handy at doing that. Recently, when Joe McClay was over in the UK, literally on a Thursday, I was listening or watching the Twitter feeds as I was working on other things, and Joe tweeted that she was in the UK, moving from London to Stratford, and I said, oh, that's fine, I'll be having fun. And then she said, well, perhaps I'll come to Wales. And it followed from there that actually Joe and her family, Bob and Kieran, organised to come into Wales and visit us at Abergavenny. We had a meal, they stayed over, and all of that came from a simple Twitter message. I must admit that some of Joe's New Zealand Australian friends twittered that day on the Sunday about a meeting that they were going to have, a flash meeting that they were going to have to get Australian and New Zealand teachers talking. So feeling on a bound as Joe was out of communication in her car, I went in and followed a wonderful conversation with 20 teachers from Australia and New Zealand. I think they're running these every Sunday morning at about 10 or 11 o'clock. Certainly worth monitoring that one. To get that many teachers in on a first session was really a powerful, powerful meeting. And show flash meeting to its best as well. I'll pop the flash meeting URL into the show notes. And if anybody's interested, I may well even drop Jeff Howson's email, who's one of the people who can give you booking rights for flash meeting. I keep pushing it, but it's certainly something that I'm finding more and more teachers are using, and it's a worthwhile thing to do. Going back to Twitter, Twittering on a Mac using something called Twitterific was great. I had a Mac up until December, and Twitterific allowed you to have just the messages refreshing and popping up, not having to have the application running in a Mozilla Firefox or IE all the time, but just literally tweeting when you got a message coming through and you could either read it or leave it. That was never around in the Windows domain until something called Twirl, and again, I'll pop this into the notes at the end. Twirl is another great little download, which allows you to do something very similar to Twitterific. It'll open up a small Twitter page, which again you close down, it goes down to the toolbar at the bottom of the page, and then it just gives you a nice little soft message, soft note when there's a new Twitter in. You can open them up and off you go. Useful, really useful tool. I found Twitter running on a straight browser really awkward because it wouldn't refresh quickly enough, but Twitterific for a Mac and Twirl for a PC certainly bring it to life, and Twitter is growing. There is a bit of a problem with new followers, lots of people coming to Twitter who are suddenly sending following messages. Some people are calling it spam, don't know. Amongst those, there are maybe 50% who are people that come into the network and 50% who just wander by. So it's something to keep an eye on, I guess. We'll be right back. I must say, it's been great to be back. It's nice to be podcasting again, to actually be finding my way around Audacity. I'm using the beta version of Audacity today, and for a first for me, one I've borrowed from work, I must admit, a USB headset and mic, rather than the old straight jack plug-in one. So we'll see what the quality of that's like when it's converted into MP3. So it's been really great to be back. I've missed podcasting and missed the community, so I'll look forward to be podcasting on a more regular basis. Just before I go, can I remind people to catch up with something called, or another podcast called, the EdTech Roundup, which is produced by a group of very, very cutting edge tech based teachers in the UK. I was involved in some of the early meetings where people were discussing what they were going to do and how they were going to show innovation in the classroom, and I must say there are some very, very, very well known people in this group, and I believe it's going really, really well. So do catch up with that, and again I'll try and put a link into the notes for this show. I guess all it remains for me to say it's nice to be back, and this is the Podfather signing off for today. And disappearing off now because there's a very important football match between Chelsea and Liverpool on at the moment, and I want to catch up to see how the Reds are getting on. So goodbye from the Podfather, and of course remember, this podcast is made in Wales.